Lord, we'll continue to be in prayer for them. If you got your Bibles with you, if you open up with me to the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew will be in Matthew chapter 21, beginning in verse 28. Matthew 21, 28. Give you a second to find it. Matthew chapter 21, verse 28. The Lord tells us, He says, "What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. He answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said the first. Jesus said to them, 'Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. Even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him.'" Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Help it to pierce our hearts every day, that we may be more like you, Lord, and truly be Christians and followers of you, loving you with all our being, Lord. Give me the words that you speak this morning. Give us all hearts and minds and ears to listen to your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord tells us here in the Gospel of Matthew, he says, "What do you think?" As we just read, a man had two sons. He went to the first and said, "Son, go and work in the vineyard today." He gave him a commandment. Go work in the vineyard. Go bear fruit for me. Do the will of the Father, he says here. He answered, "I won't do it. I will not." He refuses to do it. But later he changed his mind and he went. The father went to the second and said the same. He answered, "I go, sir." But he did not go. He professed it with his mouth. He said, "I'll go do your will. I'll go work in the vineyard." But he did not go, it says. Which of the two did the will of the Father? He's given this illustration. They said the first, of course. Doesn't take much to figure that out. Which one did the will? One just spoke it with their mouth. So often we as God's children, if we're not careful, we'll just speak the words. Say, "Lord, I'll do this for you. Lord, I'll do that for you." But it's hollow. Worshiping with just the lips, but nothing in your heart. He says here, "I go, sir," but he did not go. Which of the two did the will of the Father? He said the first. Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you." Why is that? "For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him." It's all about what did they do with their lives. If you go back into verse 23 of this chapter, when he entered the temple, the chief priest and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching. That's who he's addressing this to, the chief priest and the elders, the ones that they'd take the Word of God and they'd read it and they'd study it all day long, but it didn't make it down here. It just made it up here in the head, but never in their heart. Their mind full of it, but it never changed their lives. They there were the same ones as he was giving this parable to them. They said, "I go, sir." They professed the Lord with their lips, but their heart was far from him. They didn't follow forth in their lives. Their lives didn't show forth the fruits of the Holy Spirit. I love that on the front of the bulletin, it tells us the fruits of the Spirit. It quotes, let's just read it, the fruit of the Spirit. It says it's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's the fruits of the Spirit the Bible lists for us in the Word of God. Those things right there should be what we should be bearing fruit of in our lives. Our lives ought to show forth these very things, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Jesus tells us in the Word of God and the Gospels that out of a heart, the good fruits of the Spirit will come. Guard your heart for above it. Oh, excuse me, getting tongue-tied. Above all else, guard your heart, for out of it floweth the issues of life, the Old Testament tells us. Jesus tells us, you know a tree by its fruits. We ain't going to get pears from an apple tree. It's always going to be apples, because that's what it is. If we're born of the Spirit of God, we need to be bearing forth the fruits of the Spirit. If we're truly born again, then we're not just going to say, "I go, sir, I'm going to work in your vineyard." No, but we'll do it. He's telling here, chief priests and the elders, they said all day long they'd follow the Lord, but they never did show forth. They said it all day long, "I'll go, sir, I'll do it, Lord," but they never did it. We, too, should be the ones that do it, not just say, I go, sir. Because he answered, I will not. But later he changed his mind and went. That's why it says here, I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness. God sent John, the Bible tells us, in the gospel of John, John the Baptist, to preach the gospel. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Turn back to God. And they didn't do it. He came in the way of righteousness, just as God sends the way of righteousness through the word of God. But they didn't follow. You did not believe him. They didn't believe him. They had the word of God, but they didn't believe it. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. They believed the message of God. They believed God's prophet. They believed the word of God. Let's believe God. Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe. And even after they saw the fruits that were going forth of the kingdom of God coming, they didn't change their mind. If you'll turn with me, we'll continue on in the book of James. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. Beginning in verse 19, the Lord tells us, you must understand this, my beloved. Let everyone be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And on down there in verse 22, but be doers of the word, not merely hearers who deceive themselves. The Bible tells us there in that parable, Jesus said these people, they heard the commandment to go work in the Father's vineyard. They said, I'll do it. They said, I won't do it. They heard the commandment. They heard the word of God. We, as God's children, we hear the word of God. We have the word of God in print form. Isn't that a blessing that we can take and listen to God every day? By the living word of God, we shall prevail. If we want more faith, we read it. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Word of God, prayer, by the power of the Holy Spirit. But be ye doers of the word, not merely hearers who deceive themselves. What we're doing with our lives, what we do with the word of God in our lives, shows forth our heart. Is it right with God? It shows forth our relationship with the Lord. But for if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and on going away immediately forget what they're like. It's like looking in a mirror and saying, there I am. We can use the word of God as a mirror to mirror ourselves. When I get up this morning, got out of the shower and I combed my hair, I used a mirror to tell which way to comb it. Otherwise, it'd be in a mess. We too should use the mirror of the word of God to look at what's wrong in our lives, what's out of place in our lives, to correct it. We don't just do it like this fellow here, it says. For they look at themselves and on going away, immediately forget what they were like. They go away. They don't do anything about it. They hear it just like those people back there in the parable were commanded. They heard it, but they did nothing about it. If we're truly trusting the Lord, there's going to be fruit. We're going to be bearing forth our actions. But those who look into the perfect law of liberty and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. True faith results in action. If we're truly trusting the Lord, we should be bearing fruit for the Lord, for the kingdom of God. In verse 14 of this same chapter, turn with me, it says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith? That's just like in the vineyard. They said they'd do it, but they didn't. They said they would follow the Lord, but nothing followed forth. If you say you have faith, but do not have works, can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm, eat your fill, and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, you don't take care of them, as God has sent them to your door, what good is it is that, he says. So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. Why is that? It's not saying that we're working our way to heaven. We're not talking about that. Apostle Paul and James are talking about two completely different things. James is telling us here, true faith, faith by itself, true faith, if it has no works, he says here is dead. But true faith is not dead because it follows forth in works. If we're truly trusting God, these fruits of the Spirit is going to be falling forth. If our heart's truly right with God, it'll show forth in the way we live, in sanctification. If there's no holy living in our lives, if we're not being set apart for God, seeking His way because His ways are higher than our ways, you can mark it down. There's probably not a Holy Spirit in our hearts. Our actions, our fruits that we're bearing forth in our lives, they're flowing forth. What's going on inside us? Is there a Holy Spirit inside us? And we need to be growing in grace. It's a process. Every day, growing in grace, closer and closer to Him. So faith by itself, if it has no works, if there's nothing falling from it, it's just like those people in the vineyard. They spoke with their lips. They say, I'll go, but they never went. He says there, it's dead. It's nothing. But some will say, you have faith and I have works. These things aren't supposed to be pitted against one another like often are. We're not talking about the works of the law, as the book of Romans is, of building ourselves up, trying to be good enough for God. That's not what we're talking about here. You can never do good works enough to live for God. You can never do good works enough on your own, apart from the Holy Spirit, apart from faith. These two things are welded together, faith and works. If you have true faith, he says here, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I, by my works, will show you my faith. If we're truly trusting the Lord, our lives will be different. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, the Bible tells us. We're to be different in this world. Why is it so often? Look at a child of God that's proclaiming the Lord Jesus with their lips. And a lost person, if there's no difference there, there's something very seriously wrong. We're to be called, be holy as I'm holy. Lord, help us to do that. We can't do it on our own, only by the living word of God, only by faith in him. Because he says, faith by itself, if it had no works, is dead. But he says here, and I, by my works, will show you my faith. It's the results of it. If we're a tree planted by the water of the living word of God, of the Holy Spirit, then we'll start bearing fruit. If we're rooted in the Spirit by trusting him in faith, truly in faith, then the fruit will bear forth. He says here in verse 19, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. There's a lot of people will say, you know, I believe God. I believe in God. That's a wonderful thing. Just as he says here, even the demons believe and they shudder. The devil himself does not deny the existence of God. The difference is we put our faith in him and we love him because he's our heavenly Father. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and they shudder. Do you want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith apart from works is barren because it doesn't exist? If we're truly trusting in God, our lives are to show forth. And Lord, help us to do that. He says here, do you want to be shown, you senseless person? There's no sense about thinking that way, that we can just trust in God and nothing different in our lives. That we can just trust in God and his saving power would make no effect on us. God's saving power, when we put our faith in him, it changes us. The Bible tells us, except a man be born again, he shall not see God. When we're born again, the old ways are passed away. We're born again into the family of God. We are a new creation, the Bible tells us. That a faith apart from works is barren. If we truly have this faith that God's telling us, that God's given us, then the works will follow forth after that. He says here in verse 21, was not our ancestor Abraham justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see, that faith was active along with his works, and faith was brought to completion by the works. They're hand in hand. They go together. They're not pitted against one another because we're not talking about the works of the law. Why do we work for the Lord? Why do we do these things for God? Let me show you the answer here. Mark this verse down in your Bible or underline it or however you do it. Write it down here on your bulletin or something. But remember this verse in Galatians chapter 5. This is what we are to be doing. He says here in verse 6 of chapter 5, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything. He's talking about these works of the law. The only thing that counts is faith working through love. That is to be our Christian call, is faith working through love, love of God. Why do we follow God? Why do we avoid sin and follow forth in holiness? It's not to gain favor with God, but it's out of love for God. If you love somebody, truly love God, then we want to please him. We want to do what pleases him. God tells us to love what I love and hate what I hate, he says in his word. We are to do that because if we truly love him, we're going to cling tightly to his word and what he loves. And Lord, help us do that. We can't do it on our own. We can't set out to live like this. It's all on our own strength. It's not by might nor by strength, but my spirit, saith the Lord. We do this out of love for God, through God. He promises us that he sent the Holy Spirit. When we converted to Christ, when we get saved, the Holy Spirit comes in our heart and he dwells with us to guide us. The Comforter, Jesus said when he left, he said it is expedient that I should go. And I will not leave you comfortless, but the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will come. The Comforter came at Pentecost, and the Comforter came to me personally when I got saved. He came to you personally when you got saved and dwells in your heart. God's Comforter, the Holy Spirit's with us to guide us and show us the way by the Word and Spirit. We'll follow him. He says here, you see that faith was active along with his works. The faith was brought to completion by the works. It was the fruit that was shown forth. Thus the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, as he was called the friend of God. He trusts in him. When we come to God's throne of mercy, we're saved by God's grace alone through faith. But that faith is a starting point. It's not the ending point. After that faith, we start going forward and following Him. And then we get into sanctification, being set apart for God. He says here, thus the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. What a wonderful thing to be known as, the friend of God. He was a friend of God. Why is that? He's trusted Him. He believed Him. Abraham believed God. Do we believe God as His children? When we read the Word of God, do you believe it? Or we kind of, I don't know if this is the truth. No, we know it's the truth. This is the Word of God for God's people. The Word of the living God. This book's alive. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. We can trust what God says. We can believe what God says about us. You know that devil, he's going to go all around us telling us, you're condemned, you're no count, you're worthless. But God's Word says that we're redeemed. We're born again into the family of God. Are we going to believe what God says when we trust Him as Savior? We're a new creation. The old things are passed away. Let's believe the Word of God. Abraham believed Him. We can believe Him too. You see that a person is justified by works and not faith alone. Likewise, was not Rahab the prostitute also justified by works when she welcomed the messenger and sent them out by another road? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Without falling forth, it's not showing true faith. If we're truly trusting God, then the works will follow forth out of us. Let's not get this backwards. We can't get the horse behind the buggy and start fooling around. It won't pull it. We have to have the faith to pull us. And that's pulling our salvation. Pulling us through trusting God. And then we've got the buggy to do the work, following behind the faith. They go hand in hand. The Bible tells us, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. To walk, I need both my feet. But I got to start on one foot before I get to going. If I'm going to walk down here this aisle, I got to start on one foot. That first foot is faith to walk with the Lord. And then we have the works with us. Faith and works, they go together. True faith will produce the good works. For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. We can look at our lives. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves daily, He says. He says if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. The Bible tells us these things. So look at ourselves. We can look in our lives. This past week, we just start with a week. Have you been trusting God, truly trusting Him, as the fruits bared forth in your life? For just as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. If our faith is not producing the righteousness of God by trusting in Him as we walk down this world, then we need to check ourselves. Is there true faith within our hearts? Because back here in this parable, son, daughter, my child, God's telling us, go and work in the vineyard today. We're waiting on the Lord to come back. We're waiting to see Him face to face. What a glorious thing is. I love to look at these stained glass windows and the pictures of the Lord Jesus. They're so beautiful. But nothing compares to when we'll see Jesus face to face, the one that loves us the most. We don't have to be a stranger and acquaintance with Him right now. He can be our dearest friend. Abraham, who was His dearest friend? He was a friend of God. Our dearest friend be our Heavenly Father and Jesus. He's telling us, child, go and work in the vineyard today. We got a lot of work to do down here below, showing God's love to those around us. But we can't show something we don't have. We can't be an example to those around us unless we've got the faith itself. So go and work in the vineyard today. He said, not tomorrow, not next week. Today is the day of salvation, the Bible tells us. Go and work in the vineyard today. God wants us right with Him today. Today is the day of salvation. He wants us right with Him today, right now, following Him. And He wants us in His will, His way today. He wants us bearing fruit for Him today. He answered, I will not. But later He changed His mind. And went. No doubt, there's a point in all of our lives when we told God we will not go, but He didn't give up on us. There may be someone here listening that's telling the Lord, no, I'm not going to follow you. But later He changed His mind and went. Follow the Lord. He's always there. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, the Bible tells us. He says, take my yoke upon you. My burden is easy, He says. He says here, the Father went to the second and said the same, and he answered, I go, sir. But he did not go. If we look in our lives, we can look at these two children and ask ourselves, which one are we behaving more like? We say, Lord, send me, please send me, and then we won't go. Or are we going to go and follow the Lord? It starts with faith, And the faith is not dead faith. But faith goes along right there with the works of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Back in the book of Samuel, the Lord came and stood there calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Let's listen wherever we go. The Lord our God is with us wherever we go. Let's all bow our heads. I want to ask you. He says here, "You believe that God is one. You do well. Even demons believe and shudder. Do you not want to be shown, you senseless person, that faith apart from works is barren?" Faith apart from works is barren. In your life right now, take a moment and ask yourself, is your faith barren? Are your works barren? Or are you truly trusting the Lord and showing forth the fruits of the Holy Spirit? Take a moment, bow your head, and talk to the Lord, our God, Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that by faith in you, you will produce the fruits of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, they're not called the fruits of me or somebody else, but they're called the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you will produce those fruits when we have genuine faith. Help us all to have that genuine faith, Lord. And Lord, if there's someone there that's struggling with having faith in you, Lord, we believe your word where it says, "Knock and the door will be open. Seek and ye shall find," Lord. And that you're always open. That your word is always true. We can believe it, Lord. Bless us to be active about your business, Lord. Even as thy son was down here below, he was about our Father's business. Help us to be about your business, Lord. As we work in your vineyard and we do your will and your way, we can only do it by your Holy Spirit, Lord. We trust you. We can only do it by relying on you. Lord, we thank you that we're saved by your grace alone, Lord, that we couldn't earn it, that we could never be good enough, that it was a gift to us, Lord. And so, too, we can trust in you for that gift. And that, Lord, we can also trust in you to bear fruit in our lives as we cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Bless each and every one of these wonderful people gathered here today, Lord. We thank you for the honor and the privilege to be in your house and to gather here together. We thank you for your promise that you're with us. And Lord, prune us and do whatever it takes to make us closer to you by your will and your way. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing it's been to be here with you in the Father's house. And it's a blessing for all those to be outside joining as well as we examine the Word of God this morning. Let's go in peace to love and serve the Lord every day, knowing that He's with us. And let's bear fruit for Him. God bless you all. And we're going to take the light of Christ in the world. Symbolically, He's going to bring it out here, but let's bring the light of Christ through us, if you'll stand with me. Let's bring the light of Christ through our lives as our